everybody. Welcome back to Pro AV Today. I am your host, as always, Ben Thomas. You know, as an industry, we've been having the conversation about the convergence of AV and IT for quite some time. But ironically enough, the AV industry has been one of the slower movers in adopting a lot of these technologies. Whether you see it in places like healthcare and hospitality and security, it's not really a new conversation outside of the AV world. But one of the folks who has done an incredible job with that convergence across a number of different industries is a company called Zones. They are an IT-centric company who allows different verticals and different use cases and company organizations to deploy IT capabilities at scale. And they are taking their first foray into the Pro AV industry. So I wanted to bring them on to ask a little bit more about how sort of the outside part of the industry has embraced a lot of these challenges, but also how their expertise can jump in and help support the AV industry in a unique and new way. And to have that conversation, I brought two folks on today. That's Doug Eckroat and Sean Hobday from Zones. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Ben, how's it going today?
It's great. Well, I'll tell you, we appreciate you coming on the show. And like I sort of said in the intro, the AV industry, sometimes we sort of are in our own nebulous, right? And forget that we are the backbone for a lot of different industries. And on the IT side of things, where you guys really have built your brand, our conversations and convergence there has been a little slow and dicey, but I'm excited to learn a little bit more sort of how you guys see that deployed in other use cases and verticals. And I want to start sort of with this, Sean, and I'll kick this to you. For people who aren't familiar with Zones, how would you sort of describe the company and how would you sort of frame your decision to make a swing in the AV industry?
Well, it's really customer driven. When you take a look at Zones, we cover a large gamut of IT as a solution provider. So when we're taking a look at the data center, the network, cloud, the digital workplace, you know, everything that we are doing and engaging in technology, and then the verticals and where we're engaged, healthcare, retail, the QSR space, or really the hybrid office, hybrid workspace, and where clients are today, what we found is they needed a tremendous amount of help of merging the two things together. Is their digital platforms, is the way that they engage with their customers, the way that they engage with themselves, really needed an overhaul. And where did that start? That started on the network, which is an incredible strength of Zones. And as we get to the edge and consumption devices on that, AV was a natural path for us to really begin to go help and take a look at with our clients.
You know, Doug, you've seen this, you know, over the years too, obviously sort of the AV and IT quote unquote convergence, right, has happened really on the verticals almost before it's happened in the quote unquote granular industry side of things. How have you seen that transition over the last 5 or so years? And who are maybe some of those stakeholders that have come into that conversation from a decision-making standpoint, whether it's IT integration, installation, or even tech-wise?
Yeah, I think, you know, AV has really become part of IT now. I mean, you know, go back 5 years ago, it was a separate group, or, you know, I don't even know if there was somebody who really even owned it. I'm not even sure IT wanted to own it. But, you know, with cloud-based and the networking and everything else has really kind of brought it into the IT forefront. And I think, you know, if you the combined of bringing that all together, you had COVID, the shutdown. So now you have all these conference rooms that have been sitting there for 5 years that all need to be upgraded just because technology's changed, I think has made this a huge opportunity. Combined with Zone's expertise and successes we've had in the retail space, that's kind of how this is all going to come together. You know, I think Sean really kicked this off with putting a sales focus on it. And I think the timing is right. Just because everything has just come together all at the same time. So,
well, that's a great answer, Doug. And Sean, I want to ask, you sort of brought up the QSR retail world in your answer. And really uniquely, it feels like that sort of industry, that customer-facing industry, really is driving a lot of what people are expecting to see, not only in their personal lives when they're buying and purchasing food or whatever, but also into the office, right? Could you talk a little bit about how sort of your experience in QSR and retail has helped drive a lot of that customer centricity from a user experience standpoint?
Yeah, so I mean, it really comes down to user experience and how are you interacting both with the company you work with or as a customer in consumer goods that you're going to buy either in specialty retail, a tire store has got a kiosk now that you may be checking in on, where, you know, it used to be somebody that ran out to your car with a sheet and a pad of paper. So when we think about the way that this is all coming together rapidly and quickly, it's a convergence of a couple of things. Quite frankly, the cost of help or finding the employees to be able to do those jobs today have really dictated the need for that to go into those variety of locations. You see it in healthcare, you see it in retail, you see it in the QSR space. And our background, right, is getting technology into those stores, be it the network, the cash register, POS systems. And it was very natural for us to just grab the rest of that workload, because we were already touching the network. We're already working with IT. We're already helping them to manage the infrastructure that's happening in those locations. So it became very natural for us to be able to say, hey, you know, the QSR, you've got the KDS system is now digital. It's not just a analog bumper. The drive-through technology, right? We want to be able to see and interact a little bit differently when we're coming through the drive-through. And then the multiple kiosk operations in order to help just speed up the lines and the cost of service. So all of that is coming together in a way that, you know, we had already, over the last 20 years, have built out best practices, the technology, the systems, and have the expertise with the people to go get that done. So it was a very natural fit for us.
Yeah,
I think, well, I think the other thing, Ben, too, I'd say is consumers have become more comfortable with it too. I mean, if you think about when kiosks first came out, you didn't see anybody, people were staring at them. They didn't know what to do with them. They were not simple to use. I think just everything being introduced from simplicity standpoint, you've got them at the airport, you've got them in the restaurant, people have embraced it now, and they enjoy the technology. And that's another reason why this has taken off. So
I don't know, maybe we can thank these little warp pads on our pockets.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, it's, I love that you sort of brought that up, right? Because when we think about, I hate to laser focus on sort of the retail side of things, but it really is, it's a very natural point for an interactivity standpoint and really setting the expectation of what we want from a user standpoint, but also in the corporate standpoint as well. But one of the things that I've loved to see in places like Target and Starbucks is that they've done a good job of actually scaling out those processes across all their different locations, right? And one of the challenges, maybe on the more corporate AV side of things, is, you know, I've got an office in Dallas that kind of does things this way, and maybe an office in Seattle that looks a little bit different, and our, you know, we're not really connected, we're kind of just separate. One of the things, Doug, that I love that you guys bring from an expertise standpoint is actually sort of that scale and repeatability side of things that you've brought in from all sorts of different, you know, subject matter expertise. Can you talk about the importance of scaling that IT, not only to be efficient, right, cost effective, but also to maximize data flow and transmission and to stay current and up to date?
Yeah, I mean, I think simplicity is what is what we try to bring to it. And like you said, standardization. So again, using our expertise, customers will come to us and ask, they have a problem. And we really work on outcomes and what are we going to deliver to solve that problem? We've got lots of experience in that. And so we're able to kind of bring a standard approach to this based on our past experience. And like I said, if you have that standardization, you've got to be able to roll it, especially these chains. I don't, like you said, you don't want to have 20 different systems out there and 20 different processes. You want the same kiosks, the same servers backing it up, the same software, everything else, the same networking. And that's what Zones brings, is that knowledge and that ability to scale from a small chain to a massive global chain. And I think that's another competitive advantage we have, is that global reach we have too for some of these global retail or restaurant chains or whatever it may be. So,
you know, and Sean, I want to ask you sort of that same question, but from a maybe a more technical side of things. You know, you look at sort of the buying landscape, and obviously it's important to have that technology, have that integration community, have that manufacturing partner relationship as well. But the buyer for a lot of these technologies, whether it be QSR, whether it be retail, whoever, aren't always technical, right? They don't always care about, you know, this kiosk needs to have 4K resolution, and I need to be able to have this bit rate and this frame rate. How do you sort of balance that technical sort of proficiency gap with the, hey, we know that we need to install certain things with certain, you know, throughputs to make sure that this is solving your goal? How do you sort of bridge that gap?
But bridge that gap really with the stakeholder that you're working with and understanding what are they trying to solve, right? So one, it starts with curiosity. So if we're dealing with the marketing folks, what are the pain, what are the pain points that they're dealing with? What are the outcomes that they are looking for? And we really start with that outcome-based conversation. Are they looking for a way to more efficiently deliver their content consistently, or maybe with some market variance, but without having to have, you know, giant teams managing what that looks like? How does that technology help them in order to be able to achieve their goals that way? You know, if it's the retailer on you know, the digital menu side, how are they serving that up in a way that is convenient, as fast as allows them to make holiday changes, right? You need to make everything pumpkin spice today. The more pumpkin spice you get, the more you're going to get through, the more that you're going to get through your cash register. But that's going to flip on its ear, you know, right after Thanksgiving, and we're going to have peppermint and everything. How are you meeting the demands of ultimately of what you're looking for? So as we look at, you know, what's important to IT might not necessarily be all of the technical aspects. Could be, how is it going to be secure? How are we going to maintain it? How are we going to ensure that it works with our network infrastructure in an optimized way? You know, when you're working with finance, what's the best way for us to be able to consume this? Is it going to be in a leased package model where we can bundle that whole thing together and we can understand how that infrastructure is going to be hitting us over the next 3 to 5 years within its cycle? You know, each of those groups has an outcome that they're looking for. And, you know, our folks are trained to speak to them, uncover their needs, and then ensure that we're designing the solutions that meet ultimately what that customer is expecting to have delivered for them.
Well, Sean, I love that you sort of brought up the operational efficiency and tracking side of things, right? Coming from somebody who worked retail, you know, growing up, one of my first jobs was working at a Target. They had great systems, but they were all sort of disparate, right? They didn't connect together. They weren't intelligent, things like that. But, you know, Doug, I want to ask, when we talk about outcomes, right, sort of the connected environment allows us to track things maybe that we hadn't before to drive outcomes that we hadn't before, right? Tracking user retention times, tracking, you know, heat maps and things like that. What are some of the outcomes that sort of these connected technologies are enabling versus maybe what we were able to track 5-10 years ago?
Well, I think it's the main thing it's going to give these the customer is customer tracking. I mean, as far as, you know, preferences, you know, time in front of the screen. What screens do they spend the most time on? Are they exiting what they're looking at? So it gives them that data, you know, everything from buying cycles, you know, during each hour of the day, what's hotter in the morning, what's hotter in the afternoon. So I think the more that our customers learn about their customers, you know, I think it is beneficial for them. And that's really how we position this is, you know, our job is to help them make more money and to make them more efficient and get to more of their customers. And the more data that we can supply to them, which all this technology is going to do and put it right at their fingertips, I think it's going to drive their sales, which is obviously their ultimate goal. So,
you know, Doug, I love to hear that, right? And I know that the COO, you know, side of everybody's tangling a little bit right now, and the operations side of everything is, you know, saying, oh, you know what, I can maximize this and I can track this. And, you know, I love to hear some of those outcomes that you guys are able to drive with some of these connected technologies. But, you know, I want to land the plane with this and give you both sort of a chance to answer. Sean, I'm going to start with you. I think what's important, obviously, we talk about outcomes, we talk about technology, install time, uptime, all these different things. But typically, what does success look like in an implementation, you know, whenever you guys come in, right? Is it sort of a one-shot, hey, we're going to install this and it's going to be great? Or is success measured really over time by support, by usage and adoption rates? How sort of are people defining success?
It's, you know, we define success in some very simple ways, right? Did we help drive efficiencies for our client? Right. So be it on the selection and helping them design those solutions around standardization, simplification? Did we create efficiencies either for the end users within a corporate environment, or did we create an opportunity for efficiency and better user experience in a retailer, QSR, or healthcare type environment? Did we help to make it more secure? Right, we're talking about a lot of data that we're now collecting for on behalf of either IT teams or retailers and healthcare providers and QSR. So, did we help them to make that more secure and help to reduce their risks? And did we do it in a way that, you know, specifically in the QSR and in the retail space, did we do it in a way that helps them drive more revenue? So when we think about, you know, on the efficiency side, making it, you know, more cost effective for them, how did we help them drive more revenue? And we've got really great use cases where we've helped, you know, large, fast casual organizations in this space with technologies that we've helped develop for them show 15 to 20% increase in their receipts. So somebody's adding a cookie. You know, somebody like me might not want to shout it with, you know, somebody judgy like Doug behind me. But, you know, if it's in a kiosk environment, yeah, I might get the chocolate shake and the cookie in it, which, you know, ups the revenue and the profitability. So we're looking at a way that, are we affecting and increasing that revenue for our clients as well? So those are the things that we look at, you know, ultimately. And then finally, it's how we manage and help, you know, support those environments for our customers as well. And that comes back to, are we taking that burden off the IT team? Are we making those rollouts a little bit easier and less of a headache? We all know, you know, that's a lot of strain and concern for folks when we take a look at the size and the scales of these projects that we're laying out. So that, I mean, I can sum it up. Did we reduce risk? Did we lower costs? Did we help to increase revenue? And did we make that customer experience better?
John, that was pretty comprehensive. Now, Doug, we got to give you a chance to hold your own here too, because I know you got some insights in that same topic.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sean, all of Sean's points were great. If I put my operations hat on it and look at it from an operational standpoint, you know, we have SOWs for these types of things. And I judge success as, did we exceed customers' expectations? Not meet, but exceed customer expectations on delivery, time that it's up, you name it. We need to exceed in everything. So at the end of the day, the customer looks and says, this was painless. It was much more efficient than I thought it was going to be, and I even got better results. And I think at the end of the day, our job and our goal is, we want to make that CIO or that decision maker who decided to put this solution in, we want to make them look good. And that's really, at the end of the day, that they can go to their boss and say, wow, Zones did an unbelievable job. This is what they told us that was going to happen, and they actually exceeded it. Our revenue exceeded, like Sean said. I think all those things at the end of the day are what makes us successful. And then it snowballs. People hear the successes and more successes come in. So
hey, I'm looking forward to seeing more of the Zones name and around events and trade shows and all sorts of different places, right? We're excited as an industry to bring in some of the expertise that you have and learn from you guys, right? I encourage you to share that knowledge. And it's some people are going to be a little angry, right? But it's okay. They'll get over it. I appreciate you guys coming in and sharing some of your thoughts with us today. I mean, it's such incredible insight for us to really learn from people who have been doing this practically and at scale. And I not only appreciate you coming on today, but I'm going to speak on behalf of the industry.
Thank you.
Thanks Ben.
Awesome. And thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to check us out next time on the show.